that some achieve great success is proof to all that others can achieve it as well. Abraham Lincoln, 16th President of the United States of America, preserver of the Union, vindicator of democracy, and terminator of slavery. Lincoln is just one of the many heroes our great nation has the privilege of admiring and emulating. Among others are Susan B. Anthony, a pioneer of the women's rights movement in the late 1800s, which ultimately resulted in women's suffrage under the 19th Amendment. Martin Luther King Jr., a key social activist of the civil rights movement who sought equality and human rights for African Americans. Emma Gonzalez and her team of fellow high school students who worked together to found a gun control advocacy group following the February 2018 Stoneman Douglas school shooting in Parkland, Florida. Our American veterans who have continuously volunteered to risk their own lives for the safety and security of our country. America is a city upon a hill, a beacon of hope for the rest of the world, as it is an example of the greatness, potential, and prosperity that can be achieved with hard work. We didn't earn this reference lightly, as it's evident everything America has accomplished has not come without great struggle and sacrifice. The repetitive occurrences of violence, inequality, corruption, and injustice all serve as examples of the difficult, ceaseless fight for America's success. The heroes we constantly look to dealt with horrific circumstances, resentment from others, and what seemed like all odds against them. This is what makes them so admirable, the fact that these obstacles didn't stop them in their pursuit of standing up for what they believed in. The stories of these heroes serve as quintessential examples of everything America must focus on, and an answer to the question, America, where do we go from here? In a time where America's morals and strength are being tested by a global pandemic, our people are more divided than ever in political perspectives, and injustice is proven to be a prominent, continuous struggle, we must look to the stories of our heroes. We must look at not only what they've accomplished, but what they've overcome to get there. Our heroes have repeatedly proved to us that America is a nation of progress, as our consistent desire to push forward inhibits any ability to fall behind. They've defied all odds, expanded our rights, and inspired generations to come. Inspired generations to come. This is where the true answer lies when thinking about what role we currently have in moving America forward. We must think about where our future lies, the children. On my first day of preschool, I vividly remember how my day began. My classmates and I gathered around my teacher in a semicircle as we got ready to begin what would become our daily morning routine. Our names were called out for attendance, we looked at the calendar and discussed the date, and most importantly, we said the Pledge of Allegiance. "Put your right hand on your heart and repeat after me," said my teacher. Line by line, we echoed exactly what she told us to. By the end of the first 2 weeks, we all knew it by heart. At just 3 years old, the seeds of patriotism were planted, and for the last 14 years of my life, I have started every day of school with the Pledge of Allegiance. My patriotic heart has grown as a result of my increased understanding and appreciation of everything our country represents. It has matured because of the stories I've heard of our great heroes and everything they've had to overcome. It's been humbled by the opportunities America has provided me, as well as the freedoms and inalienable rights I wake up to every morning. And lastly, it's optimistic for the future that awaits me. It can be said that yesterday's people are today's heroes, as everything from our past has evidently shaped the society we know today. America must continue to remember the experiences and sacrifices of these inspirational people. From their successes, we can be reminded to push forward amidst the hardships and obstacles that come in our way. But heroes are not solely people from history. They're born every single day. Take, for example, the young patriots who are just beginning to learn the Pledge of Allegiance. Their patriotic hearts are open, and their potential to one day influence America is abundant. As I prepare to go off to college, there are people in my grade planning to devote their lives to our country. At just 18 years old, they plan to put on the uniform that stands between the gap of an enemy threat and civilian life. Despite the negativity that plagues the headlines of America, our strong spirit has endured and our country has proven to remain worth fighting for. Today's people will become tomorrow's heroes. In looking at where we currently stand, it becomes clear that in the face of our hardships, we must continue to trust the strong intentions, desires, and hopes of the American people. In times when it seems easiest to give up on our country, we must remember the adversity our heroes have encountered in the past, and that with persistence and dedication, it was overcome. We too can move past what seems like the end, as difficult as it may seem, by remembering that progress cannot happen without privation. I have thanks for the heroes who have got us where we are, I have trust in the heroes who will move us forward, and most importantly, I have hope for America.